Please be seated. Most of us are rather intrigued by the royals. Many of us have gotten up at some unholy hour to watch a young prince marry the love of his life, or have stood by the television entranced as a young duchess prepares to have another royal. But as ordinary folk, most of us do not easily identify with kings or queens or other royals. We accept those roles as having been necessary in the past, but for some of us, they seem irrelevant now, even a contradiction to democratic social structures. Yet the concept of kingship can raise issues for reflection, such as the relationship between superiors and subjects or inferiors. Considering the historic role of the king, we are aware that he was superior in the realm. He set the tone for his subjects' way of life and had the final word on what happened in the kingdom. Everyone else was in a subordinate position to this ruler, who would ideally govern in a just fashion with the common good as the goal. The virtuous king symbolized true authority expressed in God's name. The idea was not that all others were inferior or lowly, but that the good king had the responsibility and the power to oversee the life of the community. He was called to guide and encourage the people and to build up the community. Christ used his kingly power to challenge and revise people's understanding of what it meant to be over others. His kingship contradicted the usual ways of the powerful and the rich. He refuted the worldly definitions of success. The symbol of his reign was the paradox of the servant king who came to tend to people's needs. This reversal offered a new model in contrast to the old superior-inferior pattern. One became strong by acknowledging one's weaknesses and limitations. One became a leader by humbly following the guidance of the Spirit of God. God's kingdom, in which Jesus Christ is king, is founded on the values of charity toward all and is dedicated to God's ways and expressed in service of one another. The new approach to life and self presented by Jesus still offers hope to us in our competitive, often self-destructive world. His kingship models for us ways to relinquish the drive to conquer, to win, to be superior. Only one is superior. One God, one King. We are encouraged to tear down and destroy the false god of our creation, the idolatry of believing that we can be gods, invincible and everlasting, superior to others. But can we accept ourselves with the gifts and limitations that we have been given and that make us who we are, both finite and unique human beings? If we can, we will be able to allow others to be who they are. Service to one another is not superiority. It is the motivation for human growth and development. It takes the model of the servant king, Christ, as a model for living the Christian life. Service marks those for whom Jesus Christ is King and Lord. In his service, we build up God's kingdom. And service means letting go. We will simply acknowledge God as the superior one who lovingly guides us toward our own good. The unnecessary anxiety of succeeding, proving ourselves, can be dissipated. At the same time, the kingdom we are helping to build will come about as service increasingly becomes our motivation for living together in peace. Service to God, service to one another, service to community. Living out what it means to be the child of God. Living out our baptismal vows. Living out our lives in this community. We are all one under God. No one is better, no one is worse. We are all God's children, serving, loving, and caring for all that God has given us to bring about the kingdom he so much wants to see come to fruition. As we end this Christian year, as we remember all the things that we have done in this year, and as we move forward into a new year, a year of hope and expectation and thanksgiving and opportunity, we remember who it is we serve, and it is God, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier, the one who loves us, even when we think we are unlovable, the one who holds us, even when we struggle for independence, and the one who watches over us, even when we walk in ways that are not of God. We move to a year filled with hope and opportunity. May we know the God who is our King. May we know the one we are called to serve. And may we be faithful servants. Amen.